It's good to see you again. Please, take a seat and we can begin today's session. How are you today? Good. Yes, from what I remember, this is your favorite time of year. I like it very much, too. So, if you are comfortable, I'd like to jump right in, if I may. You've been coming here for a few sessions now, and I think I have a grip on your situation. Low self-confidence or self-worth is very common, as well as all the problems that it leads to. You've been very patient with me, and I know it's been uncomfortable at times. When I see you or any other client, what I do with these probing questions is to document the way your mind sees things, your worldview. If the exact same thing happens to two different clients of mine, they will likely as not have two completely different reactions, rooted in what they think will happen. For example, if someone was to subtly approach you or come on to you, you might run the numbers in your head and think that it's not very likely that she actually is doing that. Or you may not even see it because it's not something your worldview is prepared to accept as a possibility. Whereas, if I had a client with other issues, he might see this for what it is and take full advantage of it, but he might also do the opposite of what you do and round towards that possibility instead of rounding away from it, and be mistaken a lot of the time. I can't tell you if that's a client of mine right now because of confidentiality, but I have seen many things like this. So, the role of therapy is to document this, and for me, well, us together, really, to formulate a different worldview that fits better, because once that's clear to you, you will be able to switch your way of thinking and seeing yourself and the world to this new worldview, and you can leave this other worldview behind, along with the negatives that come from it. I think we've already corrected a few small details and hang-ups, but when you hear about a breakthrough, this is what people talk about. The reason I'm telling you this is that introducing a new worldview can take a lot of time, but sometimes it is automatically brought on by strong experiences that the old worldview simply can't explain. So, for example, I have noted that one of your strongest needs and also areas where you feel most inadequate is related to pleasure. You said in our last session that you were unsure that you would ever be able to please a woman. I know that was rough to admit. You did very well to dig that deep inside yourself. It is easy to walk around for a long time with these ideas. But what I'd like to propose is that we try an exercise to prove this idea wrong. What do I mean by this? I mean the simplest possible interpretation. I tried challenging you before and saying that you don't know this to be true, and you said that it doesn't really matter since you're unlikely to prove yourself wrong. But a keen eye like yours may have noticed something. That you are a man, and that I am a woman. I am willing to give you a strong experience that you can use to decide for yourself, instead of letting your worldview decide for you. Wouldn't you rather know? Good. So, now, what I'm going to do is remove my skirt and sit back down in my chair. And you are free to come up to me and see whether you might prove yourself wrong. Yes, I left my underwear on to give you the honors, so please feel free. Now, do what we've talked about and try to take in your surroundings. Remember our process. How am I acting? Yes, I'm calm and remaining in my chair, and I'm not upset. You are correct. My breathing is a bit heavier. You are free to continue. This is my... well, how would you describe it? Yes, vagina is correct. Are there any other words? Tell me those words. This is important. One possibility in this new worldview is that you are eminently capable of pleasuring a woman. Both you and she will probably use a different word than yes, excellent. Pussy. So, do you think right now that I would want you to lick my pussy? You're already down there. How about if you just... Oh, that's good. Okay. Stop for just a moment. No, you didn't do anything wrong. Now, did it sound like I enjoyed that? Yes, you are absolutely correct. Did it sound like I was pleasured by it? Right again. Now, look me in the eye when I say this to you. Look at me. I want you to lick my cunt. My already wet cunt, just in case you didn't notice. I want you to lick it as hard as you can, and I want you to not stop until you hear me orgasm. And trust me, you will know when you hear it. Can you be a sweet man and do this for me? Oh, my fuck. Oh, I love your tongue. Licking all over my lips. Oh, fuck. And my clit is so good. So fucking good. Can't pleasure a woman my ass. I'm more like... can't help but pleasure a woman. Oh, yes. Just like that. Oh, my God. I'm so wet. Fuck. Fuck me with your tongue. Lick my cunt. Lick my pussy. You can call it whatever you want as long as you fucking keep licking it like that. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Suck on my clit. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Good fucking God. That's so... I don't know what I love more, seeing you down there working my wet cunt, or closing my eyes, throwing my head back because it feels so fucking good when you do. Fuck, I love that tongue of yours. It knows exactly what to do. Don't stop. Yes. Oh, please don't stop. Just please keep licking my pussy. Keep spreading my lips with your tongue. Oh my God. Oh my God. You're gonna make me come. You. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't. Fuck. 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 I need you to fuck me too. Get up. Take off your pants. Fuck. cock. Take your boxers off. Take that cock right there. That cock. And fuck me with it. Just put it. Oh, fuck. Fuck me with that fat cock of yours. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I feel so fucking good inside me. Fuck. Fuck. Oh my God. Oh my fucking God. I'm gonna squirt all over your cock. Keep fucking me. Fuck. Come all over your fucking cock. Oh, fuck. I'm squirting all over your cock. You fucked my tight pink cunt so fucking good. Oh, stand there. I'm gonna get down on the floor. And suck on this cock. This thick cock. So wet with my pussy juice. God. Taste. I love this cock. Oh, fuck, it's so good. You like seeing a woman down there? Just worshiping your cock. Tasting your fat, manly cock. So thick and veiny. Licking these poor balls. So full of cum. I want you to unload all your cum in my face. I want you to coat me in your cum. The sexy man you are, and cover me in your load now that you fucked my pussy so fucking good. Now that you made me come twice for you, please. Please come for me. Please come. Please come. Please. Oh, that's it. Shoot it all out. Paint me with your white, hot fucking cum. Make me a sexy mess. And my hair on my lips. Let it out. God, I love your moans. Oh, God. Wow. So, our process. I'm here in front of you, covered in your cum, after you gave me the best orgasms I've had since, I don't know. So, do you think it's possible that maybe you've been mistaken all this time? And that you, in fact, can totally pleasure a woman? And maybe if you've been wrong about that, maybe there are a number of other things that you don't need to worry about. I'm gonna lick your cock clean while you think about that. So yummy. Now, this was a short, but very productive session. But not reproductive. I'm on the pill, don't worry. So, so how about you just catch your breath for a while and process this? You know, it's important to mentally integrate all this new information. And you know what? I think this session is gonna be on the house. Let's just say it was mutually beneficial.